Yes, friends, once again, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. I'd like to invite y'all back in here to the third and final hour of today's program and pay tribute to one of the legendary queens of country comedy, none other than Cousin Minnie Pearl, the true lady and the true girl from Grinder Switch, Tennessee. With that, I'd like to pay tribute to her today with one of her all-time classic skits. So with that, I would like to welcome y'all in to hear the Way Back with Johnny Show here on this great channel. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I'm just as proud and happy to be down here with all you fine folks and handsome fellers, too. Now they are. Sure enough, I've been looking at them. I just look. It don't do no good, but I still look. It's kind of like going down to the depot and watching the trains go by. You love to hear the whistle even if you ain't going nowhere. But I did have two nice-looking fellers kind of look at me tonight as I was walking in out there. There was two of the handsomest fellers standing there, and I looked over at them and smiled, and they looked over at me and laughed out loud. One of them said to the other, and he said, "I believe that's the ugliest woman I ever seen in my life." The other said, "Yeah, she's awful ugly, but she might be a pretty good old girl. You know, beauty's only skin deep." And the other said, "Well, let's skin her." See, I can't help the way I look. When they passed around looks, I thought they said books. And I said, "Give me a funny one." Well, so this other feller, he says to me, he says, "Now, I believe I recognize that girl." Said, "That's that Minnie Pearl." Said, "She's been down there at the Grand Ole Opry for 175 and a half years." He said, "She carries on like she's from the country." He said, "I bet she ain't from the country." He said, "I bet she don't know a goose from a gander." I turned around, I said, "Well, at Grinder Switch, we don't worry about that. We just put them all out there together and let them figure it out for themselves." Oh, so far we ain't had no complaints, hardly at all, you might say. Well, so though my feller, he had a fit about me coming off over here. You know, he gets worried about me when I leave Grinder Switch and come over here to Nashville. He does. He worries. He said, "One of these nights, you'll get over there around that Grand Ole Opry, and one of them fellas over there will run off with you." I wish they would. I just said that because it's so. No, he said last night he come by the house. And, oh, you know, it is so romantical. It is late. It's about 8:30, I reckon. And we were sitting there on the double settee in the front room, and I was sitting by him, and him by me, and one by each, and each by the other. We're just sitting there. Oh, it is romantical, except for one thing. We got a great big old tall grandfather clock. Stands away tall against the wall, and it ticks slow every time my fella comes over there to keep me company. Sound like that old clock saying, "Take your time. Take your time." I ought to get one of my fast ticking little clocks that goes, "Get together, get together, get together." Ain't this awful grown girl of 18 up here carrying on so silly? He said, "What would you do?" We're sitting there just looking at one another, just like two frogs under a collard leaf and it a raining. He said, "What would you do if you was to get off up there around where all them handsome fellas are up there in the city and run up on a bunch of one of them fast fellers, them city broke fellers that'd just kiss you at the drop of a hat? What would you do?" I said, "I reckon I'd be all time dropping my hat." I ain't had no trouble yet. I'm still hoping. Law, I ain't been kissed in so long. I forgot whether it's done but drawing in your breath or blowing it out. That's right now, sure enough. They say kissing spreads germs. I sure have spent a lot of healthy evenings in my life. We had a party the other night at Grinder Switch, where I live at, and right in the middle of it, they started playing a game where they drawed a circle in the middle of the floor, and a girl would stand in the middle of the circle, and a fella would either have to kiss her or pay a fine. I made $11.34. One old boy didn't have no money with him, said he'd pay me come Saturday. But I'd like to take you all with me to Grinder Switch sometime. Now, I've been talking about Grinder Switch for now on 20 years up here at the Grand Ole Opry, and several folks have asked me about Grinder Switch, and I'd just love to take you with me. We've got more going on down there than you've ever seen. River runs every day, train runs once a week. Everything going on down there, it's exciting. Now, last week, Seif Jones got one of them newfangled oil stoves, and that thing blowed up, blowed Seif and his old lady clean out the top of the roof. First time they'd been out together since they got married. He ain't like Lim Perkins. He takes his wife with him everywhere he goes. I said to him one day, I said, Lim, you're so thoughty. You take your wife with you everywhere you go. He said, yeah, she's so ugly, I'd rather take her with me than to kiss her goodbye.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to take our weekly trip down east into the good old Maritimes with the grand ladies of Newfoundland, including first Miss Shirley Butt in her all-time classic called The Island of Newfoundland. We'll then follow with Miss Margot Osborne of the Doncaster Islanders in her classic called Albert County Soil, which we'll send out in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willie B. And then we'll wrap up with another legendary lady who I always call the first lady of Newfoundland music, Miss Joan Morrissey, and her all-time classic called The Mobile Goat. With that, I would like to say good morning and also send out my happiest wishes to my good friend Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia.
Also stands for you, an isle of ships and fame. C stands for Cabot, that man who named this land and proudly named it as it's called, the Isle of Newfoundland. Oh, the rocks and ribs among strong. L means we love with hearts so brave and strong. G was meant for danger as we're nearing foreign land. Together they will mean to you the Isle of Newfoundland. Oh, the rocks and among the hills of pleasure I can see to live in Newfoundland, a land beside the sea where your cares are few and heartaches new and nature's here
an oak full grown above the stone where they laid him down. And nature's claim the land he cleared while the sun was blazing down upon his brow. And there's not much left on the land to prove there's 60 years of toil. Just a run-down fence and a well dug deep in Albert County soil. Well, there wasn't much here in the year of 1864. Just a chance for a man to work the land and try to build a home from the rocky ground. And there's not much left in the fields to prove they were walked by mortal man. Just a wagon wheel and a wall of stones dug from Albert County land. Was a pair of calloused hands and a dream that he tore inch by inch out of Albert County land. In an age of rockets, ships, and planes, we don't seem to recall there was once a time when he had no roots, just a countryman, that's all. Left in the woods to show that he ever ventured round, just a tree stump and an old tin cup full of Albert County ground. There's an oak full grown above the stone where they laid him down, and nature's claim the land he cleared while the sun was blazing down upon his brow. Was to spend eternity beneath his Albert County soil.
Have you heard the story of the mobile goat on the grand old southern shore? In the lovely Isle of Newfoundland, where goats don't roam no more. It's about a man named Dylan, whose cursing was of note, and how he was digging for spots one day when he spoke to the mobile goat. Now that goat had been stealing, digging spots for 20 years or more, and every time he saw him, Dylan cursed and raged and swore. He was digging hard in his field this time, the goat was chewing away. Near a great big 6-foot granite rock, well, Dylan heard him say, are you digging them, Dylan? Are you digging them deep? Are you piling them, Dylan, in a nice big heap? Oh, I'm digging them, says Dylan, not enough to fill a boat, but I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten, stinking goat. But I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten, stinking goat. Now Dylan got the fright of his life when he knew just what took place, and he said, good Lord, it's the devil himself come to snatch me from your grace, come to take me for my sacrilege and my rotten life of sin. And he ran like mad down the hill to home, and the goat just pitched right in. But they say it was the priest just passing by when he heard old Dylan curse on the goat and the spuds and the Lord above for making all things worse. Just to hush the roars at heavens above, he thought he'd bid good day. And as he passed the garden fence, the good priest he did say, are you digging them, Dylan? Are you digging them deep? Are you piling them, Dylan, in a nice big heap? Oh, I'm digging them, says Dylan, got enough to fill me boat, but I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten, stinking goat. I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten, stinking goat. You could never tell Dylan to the priest who spoke to stop his cursing spree, passing quietly behind that rock so Dylan couldn't see. And to this day in Mobile, on that grand old southern shore, there's a thousand who believe the goat spoke out when Dylan swore. Are you digging them, Dylan? Are you digging them deep? Are you piling them, Dylan, in a nice big heap? Oh, I'm digging them, says Dylan, got enough to fill me boat. But I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten, stinking goat. But I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten, stinking goat.
You and I are stereo.
Hello, everybody. This is Gloria Ann Carrier Prophet, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back every Sunday for the best in traditional country music.
Behind closed doors, our love's a song.
Well, honey, you can do no wrong.
Yes, friends, once again, I would like to pay tribute to the pioneering bluegrass pioneers of years gone by. With that mentioned, not only country music, but also bluegrass had a lot of female country singers and bluegrass singers. First of all, we're going to hear from the queen of bluegrass music, Miss Rhonda Vincent, in her all-time classic called Is the Grass Any Bluer? We'll then follow with the queen of the Appalachian Mountains, Miss Wilma Lee Cooper, in her all-time classic called Tramp on the Street. We'll then follow with the legendary Miss Dolly Rebecca Parton and Tennessee Mountain Home, and we'll wrap up with Miss June Carter Cash and her all-time classic called Appalachian Pride. So with that, I'd like to say good morning to everybody listening in. Welcome in, friends.
You rolled out of Rosine, a dedicated man. You drove those country back roads to a thousand one-night stands.
Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates swung open wide? Bet the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side? When the gates swung open wide, bet the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
The music ain't the same without the bill.
some mother's darling. He was some mother's son. Once he was fair and once he was young. Some mother rocked him, her darling, to sleep. Then they left him to die like a tramp on the street. Calvary's tree shed his life's blood for you and for me. They pierced his sides, his hands and his feet. Then they left him to die like a tramp on the street. Judgment Day. He was Mary's own darling. He was God's chosen son. Once he was fair and once he was young. Mary, she rocked him, her darling, to on the street.
Sitting on the front porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. Watch the kids playing with June bugs on a string, and chase the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets sing in the fields near. Honeysuckle vine clings to the fence along the lane. Their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. And on a distant hilltop, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. Peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets sing in the field nearby. Walking home from church on Sunday with the one you love, just laughing, talking, making future plans. And when the folks ain't looking, you might steal a kiss or two, sitting in the porch swing holding hands. In my Tennessee mountain home,
Now I'll tell you, in Chicago, boys, I was a broken man. Dirty movies, credit cards, and bills past due again. And that son of mine spit in my face, and then I tanned his hide. He got a taste of Appalachian pride. That sassy son of mine, he was more than I could take. I loaded wife and kids and dogs, and then I pulled up stakes. Back home here in the old homestead, I've kept him by my side and filled him with my Appalachian pride. We're praising God in everything we do, thankful we had this to come back to. We don't have much money, but we're dignified and happy in our Appalachian pride. There's Helm out in the smokehouse, some flour in the bin, molasses, cans, and beans until the crop comes in. The kids back in that bedroom, they finally understand the pride of an Appalachian man. Now we don't live on welfare, we don't need their checks no more. We got sick of bill collectors a-banging on the door. We'll break our backs from dusk till dawn, and God is on our side, and we'll make it just on Appalachian pride. We're praising God in everything we do, thankful we had this to come back to. We don't have much money, but we're dignified and happy in our Appalachian pride.
You rolled out of Rosine, a dedicated man. You drove those country back roads to a 1,001 night stands.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Vincent, the queen of bluegrass music, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here at the Wayback Show. You take care and blessings to you.
Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates swung open wide? And the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time of the program to pay tribute to another all-time interview blast from the past. With that mention, I got the opportunity in 2019, in preparation for the 90th birthday celebration, to Miss Jan Howard, to sit down with her and talk about some of her career. With that, I'd like to take us all back to 2019 and relive this all-time favorite of favorites interviews. And with that, we'll follow this with an all-time classic song of hers called My Son. With that, we'll be back following this on the other side of this interview. Welcome in, friends. Now here's Miss Jan Howard.
Thank you so much. Thank you. My God, I can't believe it. I'm now a legend and a pioneer.
Yes. Now, if I may ask you a story about the song My Son.
My oldest son, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here looking at his medals.
Oh, okay.
It's all in a shadow box. He had just started his second year at MTSU College in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Yes.
And it's about 35, 40 miles from Nashville.
Okay.
And he had his own car, and he shared an apartment in Murfreesboro with four or five of the boys, and he drove home whenever he wanted to. And he always stopped at the mailbox before he came in the house. And that day he stopped at the mailbox, and I saw him out there, and he came walking in slowly holding this letter.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked in and he said, "Guess what, Mom? I got a letter from the president."
Okay.
and it was his draft notice.
Mm-hmm.
And he was called to draft, called to the army.
Yes.
And so, but he had a heart murmur, and he had it, you know, you couldn't see it, but the whatever he was, he went in for his physical.
Mm-hmm.
And they told him he wouldn't pass, but he needed to come back for the final details or something. So he went in that morning at 8:30, said, I'll be right back. And the phone rang, and he said, guess what, Mom? I'm on my way to Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Wow.
They didn't even let him come home.
That's too bad, yes.
So that was it. He had his training at Fort Knox.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Okay.
And so Corky, my second son, had just turned 21, I guess. I don't know. No, I think. And anyway, they were very close. All of my sons. I have three.
Okay.
And they were very close. And he said, "If Jimmy's going, I'm going." So I said, "No, no, no." And came home one day, and he said, "Guess what? I joined the Army today." I said, "Oh my God."
Mm-hmm.
So he joined the Army.
Yes.
He went to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And he ended up, he was in the Airborne, 101st Airborne.
Okay.
Then Jimmy got his notice he was going to Vietnam. And I said, I was doing Ralph Emery's radio show, television show.
Yes, okay.
That afternoon.
On WSM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ralph and his wife Joy had invited me for dinner that night. So I said, well, I'll have to call home first. So I called home, and my youngest son answered the phone. And I had a wonderful housekeeper and friend, God bless her. Her name is Salona. She was with me for 9 years.
Okay.
So when I was gone working, she stayed there
mm-hmm.
for 24/7.
Okay.
And when I was home, she went home about 4:30. And but I'd always call home every day, no matter where.
Okay, sure.
So I called home, and at the end of the conversation, always, I would say, is there anything else I need to know? And he said, well, yeah, they're sending Jimmy to Vietnam and not going to let him come home. And I said, oh, no, they're not.
Yes, okay.
No, no, no. So I flipped.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Ralph what was happening. And he said, no, well, he got on the phone immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And was trying to trace down somebody in Washington.
Okay.
And a phone call came and said, Ms. Howard, stay by your phone. Your son will call you.
Okay.
So guess what? It was the Secretary of the Army.
Uh-huh.
So Jimmy, I stayed by my phone, of course. And then it rang, and it was Jimmy. And he said, Mom, what did you do? The Secretary of the Army himself called down here.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Howard, you go call your mother, and then you be prepared to work your ass off.
Uh-huh.
My French, but that's what he said.
Yes. No problem.
And he said, but I am coming home.
Uh-huh.
So they let him come home for 10 days.
Okay.
And then he went to Vietnam. And, but after the 10 days, I mean, when that was over, he was on his way to Vietnam. And my phone rang at midnight. They said, will you accept the call, a collect call from Guam?
Okay.
I said, yes, I will. It was Jimmy, of course.
Yes.
And he said, Mom, I just had to hear your voice one more time.
Wow.
And that was the last time.
Okay.
And so he went on to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And Corky was right behind him. And so he was home. And one day I sat down at my desk and I was writing Jimmy a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, that's the way it came out.
Exactly.
But it was written as a letter.
Okay.
And Corky was there and I read it to him because I was, it wasn't a song, and it was just the words of just a letter.
Yes.
And he said, Mom, you need to record that. He said, Jimmy would be so proud. And so I did. But it was one of the hardest things I ever did.
I imagine, yes, it sure would be.
And I just, it's, I dedicate it to Jimmy.
Okay.
And to Corky. Because he went in and he was in Vietnam with Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
Because he said, Jimmy's going, I'm going.
Yes. Okay.
And so they were both in Vietnam together. But they weren't together. They were 40 miles apart.
Wow. Okay.
They never got to see each other.
That's too bad. Mm-hmm.
But my son, Carter, who was Corky.
Okay.
He was a forward observer, which is a ranger thing.
Okay.
And he was Jimmy's escort home.
Okay.
And that's the story of my son.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you. It's very close to my heart, but so is my son.
Another thing I must ask you before we say goodbye for today.
Yes.
Is your thoughts on the modernization of country music?
I don't like it.
No, exactly. I don't think any of us do.
No. I know there's a lot of talented people out there.
Yeah.
Great talent.
Mm-hmm.
But, for the most part, I hear it all the time in Nashville, which if I can afford it, or if I can't afford it,
uh-huh.
if I can't avoid it, I mean.
Yes.
Because they've taken the heart out of it.
It sure has. There's no soul.
And that's it. So country music was soul.
Exactly.
I mean, it was... Well, there's, I don't know, it's just, it's life.
Yeah.
Country music is, it's a different ball game.
It is.
All by itself, and it's not.
And it ain't anymore.
But there's a lot of great talent out there. And, but I just don't like what they've done with it.
Exactly.
I shouldn't say that. I guess I'm not putting them down at all.
No, you're not. Because there's some good...
Great,
exactly.
A lot of great new artists at the Opry. And I've been a member now since 1971.
Yes.
And now I understand I'm the oldest member.
Is that right? Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And, but I'm... I'm honored.
Exactly.
I am
and
honored.
You should be.
And I am.
So I want to thank
It seems only yesterday that the most important thing on your mind was whether you'd make the baseball team or get the new school jacket like all the other kids had. And I remember how your eyes lighted up when you got your first rod and reel for that big fishing trip, just you and your dad. And I remember wiping the tears away when you hurt yourself on your sled. In those days, it seemed the house was always filled with laughter and joy, filled with your friends, and they were such good boys. And then came the day that you walked down the aisle to receive that all-important diploma. I was so proud, but I couldn't believe that tall young man was actually my son, my wonderful son. And then I remember the little girl that was always around, kind of tagging after you. She's not so little anymore, but she's still around. Who knows? Maybe someday. Then you received the call that I guess we knew would come someday. But it came so quick. And now you're so very far away. In a land that, until a short time ago, I didn't even know was there. I know the time will pass and you'll be home again. But until that time, my darling, take care. Take special care.
My son.
Well, now, friends, you know, there was a Wayback Song of the Week I would like to pay tribute to next, and that was a song that Grandpa Jones brought out just in time for this time of year with the Daylight Savings happening last night, and that, of course, is a song called Daylight Savings Time. With that, I'd like to pay tribute to Grandpa Jones here with this all-time classic. We'll be back following this with one more song to pay tribute to, and then send us all home. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Get up, Grandpa. Don't you know it's daylight saving time?
Yeah, I know it. I don't know who in the world ever got it up. It don't do nobody a bit of good. For years and years, folks got along with an old grandfather's clock, or just a common old sundial sitting out on a rock. Then the dollar watch, it had its day, and the wristwatch, it was fine. Then along came a man that ruined us all with daylight saving time. I'm a-hunting that man who first thought up daylight saving time. Until he moved the clocks around, everything was a-going fine. But I guess he's hid and won't come out. He knows he's out of line. I get up late, have to wait, can't keep it straight. Who did he hate? I mean the man that first thought up daylight saving time. His followers all will argue that they've gained an hour of light by moving all the clocks around, but I can't see they're right. The sun still rises just the same and sets just as before. If they'd rise 60 minutes early, maybe they'd have an hour more. So why not leave the clocks alone so folks won't be confused? Let them hit the floor an hour before if it's daylight that they choose. I'm a-hunting that man who first thought up daylight saving time. If he will prove why the clocks will move, then I'll admit it's fine. I've twisted my old clock around till it ain't worth a dime. I'm a-counting sheep, losing sleep, get up late, miss the date. Couldn't get there in a Cadillac 8. Try as they will, they'll never gain with daylight saving time.
Well, yes, friends, once before we say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel, I'd like to once again pay tribute to a song that celebrates its 71st anniversary this year. Recorded by Ruby Blevins, also known and beloved as Patsy Montana, it was actually the first million seller for a cowboy, or should I say cowgirl, singer back in the day in 1935, and it was called I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart. With that, we'll pay tribute to this all-time classic, then we'll be back following this. Send us all home.
I wanna learn to rope and to ride. I wanna ride o'er the plains and the desert, out west of the great divide. I wanna hear the coyotes howling while the sun sinks in the west. I wanna be a cowboy sweetheart. That's the life that I love best.
Yes, friends, it's once again that time of the program. Say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. As we say so long for today, I would like to pay tribute to three classic gospel favorites as we send us all home. First of all, it's going to be Wanda Jackson, the queen of rockabilly, and her all-time classic called He'll Change Your Song. Then we'll follow with Miss Patsy Cline once again and her all-time classic called Life's Mountain Railway. And we'll wrap up with Miss Leona Williams, a dear friend of mine from Nashville, Tennessee and Branson, and her all-time classic version of Amazing Grace. We'll also send these all out to our dear friends and family who are ladies and who have all touched our lives. With that, we'll send these all out and we will be back here next weekend. Same great time, same great place. So long, friends, and may God bless and keep each and every one of you. Also, thank you for staying with me during this rough week with a rough voice. So long for now, friends.
But those old boys gone by, with good friends all around me, how the time did fly.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here is your old host with most, Johnny Woodlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is a sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends, I'll try. God bless you all and keep you till we meet again. Goodbye.